On JerryPark.com, we've been previewing the IFL Grand Prix, and just yesterday we had the chance to talk with middleweight fighter Brent Beauparlant of Montreal about his upcoming fight with one of the top middleweights in the world, Benji Raddick. Well, right now, we have the honor and privilege to be talking to the man himself, the number one seed of the middleweight division of this year's IFL Grand Prix, Benji Raddick. And first off, Benji, thanks so much for taking the time for being with us today.
Hey, my pleasure, man. My pleasure.
All right, well, you've been enjoying a great year thus far in the IFL, undefeated, and now you're heading into the tournament as the number one seed. I wanted to get your thoughts first off on this Grand Prix. I'm sure you've answered this question many times, but, you know, it's very different from what the IFL is used to, and it's each man for himself eventually vying for that title come December 29th. Do you like this concept that they've now employed?
Yeah, I think it's great, man. You know, because I know there's a lot of fighters that are on great on great teams, but there's also fighters that are on not so great teams. You know, that don't get a chance at the playoffs and other things. So, you know, they do something at the end which gives those fighters a time to shine. You know what I mean? And get that belt at the end of the year. So, I think it's fantastic.
I have to say, when I'm looking at the main guys on the card, that you'd probably be one of the most well known fighters, and one that most MMA fans are probably expecting to breeze by their respective tournament in their weight class. You're obviously the 10th ranked fighter on the Inside MMA rankings for the middleweight division. Any pressure with all that? I mean, you've come back from this injury. This is your first full season back in the IFL and fully healthy. Any pressure with trying to live up to all that hype?
You know, there was a lot of pressure when I first came back, you know, performing on my first fight. I had a tough fight with Ryan McGivern, and, you know, he's a real top-level fighter, man, and he's getting better and better. And so I had a lot of pressure that first fight, but, you know, after, you know, Cobwebs got knocked off right off of that first punch he hit me with, you know, everything started coming back in place, and, you know, not too much pressure now. I just got to train right. You know, there's a little bit of pressure, but, you know, as long as you train right and you know, do the things you need to do to prepare yourself, everything should just fall right in place, man.
Are you surprised with how fast you've gone back into form? I mean, you were away for 3 years, a devastating injury to your jaw, and now all of a sudden one of the top 10 middleweights in the world and clearly on your way to potentially being the new IFL middleweight champion.
Yeah, you know, it's been really fast, and, you know, ever since I started fighting, man, everything's been really fast. You know, I went right to the top real fast at the beginning at 170. You know, I started fighting, and 2 years later, I was in the UFC, you know, and you know, fighting three fights in the UFC. I fought Sean Sherk, and then the winner out of us was fighting Matt Hughes for the title, you know, and I was really young and you know, didn't really have a lot of training under my belt. So, you know, it was, you know, pretty new for me to get there and have the confidence to be there, you know. So, you know, same goes with this year. I come right back and, you know, the things have jumped right, you know, in front of me, and I'm overcoming everything, and I'm just really happy the way things have turned out this year, and, you know, training right. And I think it's going to keep on going that way as long as I keep my head straight and nose clean and train hard.
So you're definitely one of the veterans within the IFL. Like you said, you've actually fought in the UFC numerous times, and then you experienced that injury 3 years away from the game. Was the plan always to get back into MMA? Was that what you're hoping for, or once you saw the sport really blow up just a couple of years ago, was that when you decided to come back?
I knew I was going to be back. I had never trained full time until this year. I was always working full-time as an electrician and, you know, working 8, 10, 12-hour days and then training at night. So it was always so tough to have a very consistent performance, you know, because you're not getting the sleep you should get. You're, you know, training hard and, you know, it's just your body's not healing in time for your fight. So it's so much different now that we can train full-time and get to sleep and heal up right, you know. It's just a big difference training full time.
What's your contract situation with the IFL? I know a lot of guys had to get into the Grand Prix had to re-sign for 2008. Was it the same case with you as well?
Yeah, I'm going into next year, and you know, after I guess probably they'll pop that question on me again, is, you know, if I'm going to re-sign before the Grand Prix and stuff. But everything's going cool with the IFL, and I'm really happy to where I'm at, and they've treated me really well. And, you know, I don't plan on going anywhere anytime soon.
just a couple of days ago, we had the chance of talking with the new president of the IFL, Jay Larkin, and he said that for next season, the 2008 season, we should expect a lot of changes. Perhaps the teams would be dissolving and it'd be more of a camp type of format. Would that be something that you would welcome, that kind of change?
No, I think, I mean, of course I'm supportive of whatever they decide, but, you know, I think that would be a horrible decision on my part. I think that they should go with the team aspects and the city team aspects. I think that just involves more of the fan base, you know, and they can have more of a backing from, you know, all types of, you know, groups in society instead of just the guys who are big hardcore fans and know each club team, you know what I mean? I think just that city team kind of invites a lot more family and, you know, family-oriented involvement, you know what I mean?
The IFL has kind of flown under the radar, but I'm sure you'd agree with that. The UFC has blown up. Elite XC is having great success on Showtime. And just now, it seems, with this live broadcast on My Network TV in the U.S., Fox Sports World, Canada, that all of a sudden people are starting to realize what the IFL is all about and see that it's a little bit of a different form of MMA. What would you do differently to try to get the notoriety that the IFL deserves? Do you think that enough of the stars are getting their name out there or maybe getting overshadowed by the teams, or are you happy with the way things are going? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
You know, I got a pretty tough team to shine on, you know what I mean? You know, I've got some really tough guys on my team, you know, Alex Schoenauer, Chris Hordecki, and Jay Heron. You know, it's just hard to shine, but, you know, hey, I'm doing it, you know what I mean? I think some guys get overshot, you know what I mean, and aren't looked at that much, but, you know, maybe it's just because they're not putting it on the line and doing the things they need to do to shine, you know? So, you know, I don't think anything's really going wrong. I think everything's going good, and it's just a matter of time, especially next year when they start going live and stuff with television. I think that's going to just throw a spin on everything, and I think a lot more corporate sponsors are going to jump in, and, you know, I think a lot more money to be generated, and I think pay is going to go up, and, you know, it's just the beginning of the sport, you know, so we'll see what happens.
One of the fighters that has kind of flown under the radar is, in fact, your opponent. Not many people are expecting Brent to actually beat you, but still a formidable opponent, a former member of the Canadian National Wrestling Team, has won his last two fights in a row and has really gained a lot of success when he dropped down to the middleweight division. Very soft-spoken guy, wasn't looking to talk trash a lot, but still you got to respect his wrestling abilities. What are you going to try to do to neutralize him trying to take you to the ground?
You know, my wrestling's fantastic as well, you know, and I think it's going to give him enough, you know, enough problems to where it's going to open up some hands for myself. But that's my goal anyways, and, you know, I've wrestled my whole life basically, so I'm ready for anything he's got to bring, and, you know, I might even throw some of that in as well and, you know, prove that I got some wrestling, you know, put him on his back and drop some bombs from there, because that's kind of my game anyways, and we'll see what happens, you know, just kind of gonna play it out. And I know he's a tough guy. He's you know, he beat Fabio Leopoldo, and he can take a beating. He keeps coming. He's in great shape all the time, so I'm ready though. I've trained my butt off for this one, so we'll see what happens.
For these Grand Prix events, have you been training with your teammates, or are you going with a different camp leading up to it?
I trained with American Top Team for a little bit. Then I went out to Team Quest in Washington or in Oregon. And then the last month I came down here and trained with Boss Rutten and, Alex Schoenauer, and we just pushed it real, real hard. And, you know, he just tore us down for the last month. It was really, really rugged. And, so I'm really confident in the fact of my shape and stamina and, strength. I just feel invincible because of all the training we've done. We added a lot of different things to our program and a lot of CrossFit stuff with flipping tractor tires and bungee cord stuff and agility stuff and a lot of work with, like, confusing your brain, you know, doing lots of pencil rolls and getting up disoriented and hitting bags, and all these different things have just really, really prepared ourselves, you know?
All right, so before I let you go, doing a lot of research on you online and heard about this story about you pretty much stopping an armed robbery and kicking the crap out of a guy, and you were looking for that tape to see, you know, how well you did outside of the ring. Did you ever get your hands on that?
No, man. Unfortunately, I'm still looking for any angle that somebody, you know, somebody has to be able to get that in their hands, because, you know, that'd be a big thing for me, and and MMA in general. You know, it's only going to be good for the sport. You know, to have a video of a mixed martial arts fighter going up to a gun, armed robber, and taking the gun from him and socking him in the face. You know.
Especially in this day in YouTube, that can make you into an instant star right there. For those that don't know about it, can you give us a brief couple lines on what exactly happened there or that day?
Yeah, it was pretty wild. We were in having breakfast at this restaurant, and Robert came in and had the gun about 2 inches from this lady's face that was at the cash register, and demanding money and cursing at her and the general manager to his left. And I briskly snuck up. And I didn't want to sprint because I knew he'd probably hear me, and I didn't feel like catching bullets in my gut, on my way there. So I just snuck right up, grabbed the gun, wrist locked into his back, and dropped a big face-smashing foo right hand and broke his jaw, and then took the gun from him, and cops came. And it was a very good outcome of a crazy situation, and, it could have went a lot of different ways, but thank God it went the good way.
You see, for anyone out there that is saying that there's no point to MMA in fighting, just proves right there that you can use these things in everyday life. Benji, I want to really thank you for taking the time. I know you must be really busy, and good luck this Saturday. And eventually, if you do win against Brent Beauparlant on December 29th in the finals of the Grand Prix, the best of luck to you and in 2008 as well.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Later.